Good morning. Now, this time I wasn't late. It was the devil trying to stop me from getting in. But he's defeated. Was up last night preparing myself for this call. So this time it wasn't me. Sometimes it'd be me, but not this time. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty, majestic, powerful, great God we serve. There is no God like him. There is no God but him. We honor him this morning, and we appreciate him for his goodness. I need you to listen to me, because God began to deal with me about things that we're going to target this week, things that we're going to go after, things that we're not going to let the devil rest on, but we're going to whoop him. We're going to destroy him. My God, we believe in God that we're going to really cause Satan's kingdom havoc, make him angry, make him upset. You know, the Bible is right. It says that no weapon that is formed against you is able to prosper. But then it said, every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Why? This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. You have a heritage. There are things that belong to you. And because they belong to you, just because something is your inheritance doesn't always mean you're going to receive it. Sometimes you have those, sometimes even in your family, you have people who do what? Fight to make sure that you don't get it. But we are decreeing everything that is yours, you are going to receive. God began to deal with me, though. And he said, son, I want you to really pray. And I want you to really talk to them about oppression. All right, now you're a believer and you're saved. And because you are saved, you cannot be possessed by a demon. That is, if you belong to God, you cannot be possessed by a demon. No way. God and the devil cannot live in the same house. But you can be oppressed. What do you mean you can be oppressed? It means to be under subjection by force. It means to be tortured by a certain force beyond your control. You're doing things and don't even understand why you're doing them. You cannot seem to break free. You cannot seem to break this habit. You cannot seem to break this attitude, this mood swing, this demeanor. It's because you are oppressed. But in order for oppression to manifest in your life, you first have to understand that everything that manifests in the natural always begins in the spirit. Did you hear that? I said everything that manifests in the natural never begins in the natural. It always begins in the spirit, all right? But God has given us a promise in Isaiah chapter 54, around verse 14. He says, you're supposed to be far from oppression. Oppression don't belong to you. What do you mean again, Brother Khan, by oppression? It's when you're weighed down about something. It's actually when somebody sits on you in the spirit. It's like a form of slavery. You remember how we talk about the people who are oppressors? Why do we call them oppressors? Because they enslaved us. It's when something takes over you and you become a slave to it. And there are different kinds of oppressions. You got bodily oppression, when something just ain't right with your body. You got physical oppression. You got mental oppression. You got spiritual oppression. You got marital oppression, financial oppression, career oppression, dream oppression. What is that? When you're always attacked in your sleep. You got verbal oppression, when your tongue becomes a snare to your body. You just cannot get control over your mouth. You cannot get control over what you say. You always just say whatever you want to say, whatever comes out of your mouth. Yes, verbal oppression, emotional oppression, witchcraft oppression. You know, that emotional oppression is when you're always feeling sad, always feeling downcast. You got inherited oppression. You know, that's oppression that came from your parents. Are you listening to me? But today, we are coming against oppression. And the first one we want to hit on is I want to hit on inherited oppression. See, there are things that came from your mama, that came from your daddy, that came from your grandmama, attitudes, financial stuff, things in your dream, attacks that you have nothing to do with. But they were inherited. You don't even understand what is it that's holding you back. You're doing everything you can, but you can't seem to get free. This thing is inherited. Do you understand? But today, we are coming against all inherited oppression. Balabashande, Enamosia. And Isaiah 54:14 is our scripture that we're using. We are supposed to be far from oppression. It never should be in the life of a believer. But the enemy is using all kind of spiritual powers and forces to keep us oppressed and to keep you down. You have taken on habits that if you look at your mama and look at your daddy and look at your grandmother and look at your auntie, you're trying to figure out where is it coming from. Your children are operating in things that you saw your mama operate in. It's an inherited oppression. But by reason of the anointing, every oppression must be broken, dismantled. We are going after this thing. We have a prayer thing this weekend, and we are breaking every form of oppression. I don't care if it's bodily. I don't care if it's mental. I don't care if it's a witchcraft one. I don't care if it's a financial one. I don't care if it's a dream one. All oppression must be broken today, this week. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. All inherited oppression that has been assigned to my life from my mother's house, from my father's house. Today, as I lift my voice and pray, I command all inherited oppression, die, die, die in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that according, come on, open your mouth and pray. Get up and pray. Let's beat that monkey down. Father, I thank you that according to your word, you said that we should be far from oppression. According to Ephesians chapter 1:21, you've given us power, far above all principalities and power. And Father, there are strongholds and habits and mood swings and attitudes and demeanors and ideas that I seem to have inherited from my father. But in the name of Jesus, as I pray today, I'm thinking that all oppression dies, all inherited oppression. Father, every inherited habit, every inherited idea, every inherited habit, every inherited stronghold, every inherited power, every inherited spirit that seems to come over Shatta, that came through the bloodline, that came through my ancestor, every spirit that lies in my bloodline, all inherited oppression, in the name of Jesus, I command you to die by fire. I command you to die by fire. I command you to die by fire. Halaba Shatolamo, Robo Secunda, Yende de Barabasha, Hey, Halaba Shata. Ilele bobo shanda, ramandelebe esenina, likalaba, lekabanda labahotaya. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Come against that oppression. You know what it is. Call it by its name. You know this perversion. You know this lying. You know this cheating. You know this stealing. You know whatever it is. You know this mental, but it was inherited. In the name of Jesus, I command all inherited oppression, die. Die, 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 datati adala dandala busha, lebe sheke, likandala mosoya, randele de barabashaya, ikala mandala bosoto leleme, limandele be, lakila mandala kosha, landele be sitana namaya, brandala be kuribi andele de be, robo sekundele meala, labi andele be eshalobo, robo sekuna, lemanda. Father, in the name of Jesus, all inherited oppression that came from my father's house, all inherited oppression that came from my mother's house, all inherited oppression that came, hallelujah, from my grandmother, God, by reason of the blood, by reason of the superior blood of Jesus, by reason of the anointing, I command all inherited oppression to be dismantled, to be destroyed, to be unseated. Father, you are the God who declared in your word that oppression doesn't belong to me. And I am tired of being oppressed. I am tired of being held down. I am tired of being able to go to my next level because of something that my father did and something that my sister did and something that my brother did or my mother did that gave the devil access to the Cain bloodline, that gave the devil access to the Bennett bloodline. But in the name of Jesus, as I pray today, Bashe, Bikanune Mikikesha, every Selemondo, Oloboshata, every inherited oppression that came from my mother, every inherited oppression that came from my father, I command it to die. Akebe, Ekebasha, Handelebasoya, Indelele Balabashata, Shatananamosukuninimie, Lebendelebe Kobiata, Roboso Lobosha, Mandelebekaya, Emasoto, Ushama, Ushamande, Vekele Vandalasia, Silamandelehe, Ubarabasha, in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. And God is exalted. Are you listening to me? We are praying against right now every stubborn spirit. Every stubborn spirit in your life that don't want to let you go. Every stubborn spirit that seems like it just don't want to free you. This thing is stubborn. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I say this thing is stubborn. This thing is stubborn. It seems like it won't let you go. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus. Every stubborn spirit operating in my life this morning, as I clap my hands and as I pray, I command every stubborn spirit operating in my life, go, go, go. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that according to your word that I've been given power over all the powers of the enemy, according to Luke chapter 10, verse 19, and nothing shall by any means harm me. Father, in the name of Jesus, every stubborn power of jealousy, every stubborn power of poverty, every stubborn power of lust, every stubborn power of perversion, every stubborn power of arrogance, of pride that doesn't want to let me go. Every stubborn power, I command you to go. I command you to die by fire. Every stubborn power that is attached to my son, that is attached to my daughter, every stubborn power that is attached to my brother or sister, that is attached to my mother and father. Father, that power that doesn't want to let go, that power, that power that seems not to want to be broken, it is stubborn. You cannot stay. I declare you illegal. I issue a warrant for your arrest in the spirit, and I command you to be arrested. Halabashata, yendelebekosa. By the blood of the Lamb, by the reason of the cross, you cannot stay. You are illegal. Every stubborn power, Obashata, that don't want to let go of my finances, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of poverty, you spirit back, but you're stubborn. I command every stubborn spirit to be invaded. I dismantle your resting place. I dismantle your resting place and declare in the name of Jesus that every stubborn power. Oh, Basha, there it is. It's breaking. Come on. Don't pray. Don't play with it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Break it. Every stubborn power. Oh, my shot. There it is. Y'all, I'm telling you, this thing is powerful. You, OBBI, seek under the bullshit. Go after it. 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 Come on, you better get up and pray and go after this spirit. This thing is stubborn. You know, go after it. Hola basta calamandi. Hey, Mashadia, Handele Belemosuya, Likalamande. Hey, go after it. Go after this stubborn spirit. You know how strong stubbornness is. You know how strong it is. It don't want to let it go, but you got to go. Every stubborn power that is operating in my daughter, every stubborn power that is operating in my son, I command you to go. I command you to go. I command you to go. Elebe sheke likandeleme. Every stubborn power that is fighting against KCC, that's KCC Houston, that's KCC Charlotte, that's KCC Jacksonville. Today as we pray and as we lift our voice, we command every stubborn power, every stubborn power, masheke mikusha likandeleme, lemandele bosoto na bashara. I command every stubborn power to die by fire. I said die. I said die. You cannot stay. You must go. But pray. Pray. Break it. Break it. In the name of Jesus. There is power when you pray. There is power when you go after things. And the devil will do everything he can to stop it. There's something else I want us to do. The Bible lets us know that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. Spiritual wickedness, where? In high places. You understand that? The Bible lets us know that he said to them that the day you eat of this fruit, then your eyes shall be open. Yeah, your eyes shall be open. You were never supposed to have a certain eye, but there's an eye that is open in the spirit. And that eye that is open is the eye that witches use. It is the eyes that warlocks use to monitor you. It's called watchers and scanners. It's called eavesdroppers. Now, I'm going a little deep today. Now, there's some of you who are on here who don't understand what I'm talking about, and that's okay. But let this be education for you. There are people who monitor you in the spirit. They monitor your progress. And that's why every time it seems like you seem to be getting a breakthrough, something comes and stops it. And you wonder what's stopping it. There is somebody who's monitoring you. There's someone who's watching you. There's somebody who has attached eavesdropping spirit to hear your conversation, to hear your movements. Hola la mandala kiala bakasaya. See, you always remember, the devil don't know nothing until you open your mouth. And sometimes you got to learn how to move under the radar because there are people monitoring your progress. But we are declaring today that every spirit, every power that is monitoring your progress, I'm commanding it to be blinded. I said, I'm commanding it to be blinded. Halabashaka. Raise your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, every spirit that is monitoring my progress to destroy me, to dismantle me, to take away my happiness, today, as I clap my hands and as I pray, I command all monitoring spirits, be blinded, be blinded, be blinded. Lift your hands and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I understand by knowledge that there's a third eye. And in the name of Jesus, I blind every third eye. I blind every third eye. I blind every spirit that is monitoring my progress, that comes to stop me from going forward, that comes to stop the progression of my business, that came to stop the progression of KCC, that came to stop the progression of my daughter, of my son. In the name of Jesus. May every monitoring spirit be destroyed by fire. May every eavesdropper and scanner and watcher be dismantled and unseated. Father, in the name of Jesus, I take away their monitoring devices. I cancel their networks. I command their networks to crash. I command a virus to come to their ways of seeing. Father, I blind their eyes. I blind their eyes. I blind their eyes. Hey, 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 hey. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Likandelede. Robo Solumande, Lina Laman Shatanamoso, Rikamandele de Kibala, Labandele Behe, Ila Lamanda Labashata, Shatananamo, Rokobo Kubashele, Rebede de Banza, Rebede de Banza, Rebede de Banza, Libandele Behe Kabosha, Likandele Behe, Malabashata, Lantalamo Sunimia. Sununimi Kikanda, Robo Solumande, Yerebashata, you monitorer, that came to monitor my joy, that came to monitor my peace. As I pray today, I command you to be blinded. Akelebese Lemondo, Luca Ninimiafa, Labrondo Lobo Oshigi, Ikarede Bianda Labashata, hey! Mikala bakasa, zukubu zuli di krisi bi unde, lende lele balabasha, yakala bakoshe, hey, mele be kutaya, lande lele berebea, lamande lebe, hey, mukuninimi, ye bashata, shata nanama, ye, makosa, zikelebe, you monitorer, be blinded, be blinded, be blinded, be blinded, be blinded, hey, shako. In the name of Jesus. First Timothy chapter 2. Come on. Hallelujah. Let's go there. First Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. Hallelujah. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks, hallelujah, be made for all men, for kings. I said for all men, but also for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is a good and acceptable in the sight of our God. Did you hear that? I said, God said he wants us to plead for all men, wants us to pray for everybody. We are praying. God said we are praying and we're pleading. We're pleading for the life of our family. You are pleading for the life of your loved one, of your church, for your community and your nation. We are praying for them. We're praying for them. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for the nations of the earth. I pray for my family. I plead for my son. And I thank you, Alalabasha, that you are bringing deliverance. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stand in the gap this morning. I stand in the gap and I make up a hedge. And I plead for the life of my daughter. I plead for the life of my son. I plead for the life of this nation. I come to you in supplication and prayer. And I'm asking you, oh God, according to your word, you said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. I come to you in all sincerity. And I plead for this nation. I plead for my son. I plead for my father and my mother. I plead for my grandmother. Alalebasha. I plead, hallelujah, for my grandfather. Oh, Bashikelema. I plead for their life. I plead for their sanity. You said to us, Lord, that the spirit of death would be at an all-time high. You said to us, Lord, oh, Bashikelemandaladiasia. You sobo commande. Yetenenemeesha. You said that the spirit of insanity would be released upon this land. But God, I plead for my family. And I ask you, oh God, to have mercy according to your loving kindness and your tender mercies. I plead for my family. I plead for my neighborhood. I plead, I come and take up a lamentation, a supplication, and a prayer for my church. I plead, oh God, I ask you to cover them. I ask you to deal not with them according to their sin, according to their disobedience. Blot out thy transgressions. Oh, my I pray, oh God, for this nation. I pray for President Biden. I pray, oh God, for President Kamala Harris. I pray, oh God, for the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense. Lord, I know by revelation that war is coming. You said that war is coming. Oh, I know that a war is coming, but I plead for this nation. I plead for police officers who are dying in the streets. I plead for black men and black women and white men and white women who are being killed. Hallelujah. I ask you, have mercy. Their blood is crying from the ground, just like the blood of Abel cried from the ground. I hear the blood of that young man crying from the ground, and I'm pleading for this nation. I'm pleading for that mother whose son was killed, and she can't even find out how. I'm pleading for that father whose daughter or son was killed, and I'm asking you that it be brought to justice. Expose the killer. Expose the murderer. Expose his plan. Expose him. Everything that is done in the dark, may it be exposed. I plead for this nation. I plead for Charlotte. I plead for Houston. I plead. Come on, open your mouth. Entreat God. Beg God. Some of you are saying, why am I begging? Because it's not your sin. You are pleading on behalf of your family. Some of them are not saved. Some of them are not in tune with God. But you're pleading, God, to have mercy, because you're the intercessor. You're the one standing in the gap. I'm pleading and I'm praying, oh, by Shana, that you have mercy. Oh, be a shekel. Come on, call the name of your brother and plead on his behalf. Call the Bosha. I plead for my Uncle Eddie. I plead for my Auntie Rhea. I plead, Obasheke, for my Uncle Jeff. I plead on behalf, hallelujah, of my Uncle Menke. I plead on their behalf. Have mercy on my Uncle Nat. Haleban Shekele, Limandele Basoya. I plead. I pray, oh God, for Governor Roy Cooper. I pray, oh God, for Governor Abbott, for Governor DeSantis. I pray for them. I pray for, hallelujah, thy lives. I pray, Elebo Shande, Mikandele Messiah, and I plead on behalf of my family. Give them a drive to pray. Give them a drive to come after you. Give them a drive to pursue you. Put a yes, Lord, in their heart. Put a yes, Lord, in their mind. Give them a mind to want to be saved. Give them a mind to pursue you. Oh, Vashana. Yanda mama sukula mande. Hey, shata. Ho, mi kandele me. Hey, mi salabakataya. In the name of Jesus. Man Shakina, Enama Shatala, Obiosa, Ela Mama Manda da Basokola Maya, Ila la 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 Bashandele Mea, Inana Moho Soko Mandele Kikala Baya, Elebo Sotolele Babaya Kiandele Balaboho Viasi. Ilololobo shande mandiri biki andalobo ya baba sande le basutu le me menene maki andale be kabo zutu libi le bi ala la bayaya shande bala basutu le biki akele be krisi le bi kriso lobo brastuni mi andala kashna ye bashata la basonde Oh, I plead for my wife. I plead for my husband. Oh, my shikemandala bayari osia. Save them, oh God. Deliver them from the guttermost to the uttermost. Break the bonds of wickedness, the strongholds and attacks of the enemy against their life. Meshaba. Hallelujah. It is our prayers that avail. It is our prayers that bring breakthrough. It is our prayers that causes things to shift and turn. I plead for the health of the church. I plead for the health of your people. I stand as your servant. And say, Lord, they suffered. They've been oppressed long enough. I pray and plead on their behalf, and I thank you for mercy. You are blessed this morning. You are favored. Listen, tonight I'll be in Florence, South Carolina. Whatever you do, don't miss it. I want to challenge everybody, and I do believe this is prophetic, but I do want to challenge everybody that can be there to press your way and be there tonight in Florence, South Carolina. I've given all locations off this week. That's Jacksonville. That's Charlotte. That's Houston. I've given all locations off this week. No Bible study, but we're in prayer. I'm challenging everybody that can, please, because we have to tap into something this week. There's going to be much warfare this week. I'm telling you, the devil doesn't want you to pray this week because something is happening. You've entered into the third week. Always remember, everything is about the third. It's the third dimension. The third is the most holy place. Jesus got up on the third day. Everything is about that number three. And we are in the third week of our consecration and prayer and targeting prayers, being specific when we pray. Okay, and because of that, the devil is angry. The devil is upset. Okay, so I want you to challenge your flesh. It ain't about how you feel. Listen, I've been tired, but I've been pushing because I know I'm on an assignment, not just for this city. Somebody told me yesterday, it was very encouraging. They said, do you know that 1,000 people are waiting on you, that the world is waiting on you to pray every morning? I said, no, it's just 1,000. She said, no. She said, no, 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 no. She said, no prophet, no man of God. She said, that's only the people who can make it into the line. So we are praying, and we're staring Kevin's kingdom down. All right? Now I want to challenge all of you that can make it, that are near North Carolina, that are near South Carolina, that can make it there to Florence, South Carolina, meet me there today. That's right, tonight. All of the information is on the website at briancarn.com. But we're going to have a move of the Spirit. All locations, we're in prayer at 12 p.m. at all the churches. We have 6 a.m. prayer. We have 12 p.m. prayer. We have 6 p.m. prayer. Stay in the vein. Now, we're praying on the phone from 6 a.m. at 6 a.m. and at 6 p.m. You know the routine. But 12 p.m., get to the church. Jacksonville, Charlotte, Houston, get to that church and pray. Intercede. And don't let the devil do what he wants to do. Go after him. The kingdom of God suffers violent, and it is the violent that take it by force. Because we are entering into that third week, Karamosha, I want everybody on this call, without hesitating, all right, to sow a seed of $23. That's at $ PBCJR. You're sowing a seed of $23. I said everybody. Now, we have a shut-in this weekend on Friday night. Friday night at 8 o'clock. I told you to come by plane, by train, by bus, by boat. I don't care how you get there, but I want you there. All right? And I'm challenging every one of you, every one of you. Do whatever you got to do. Call whoever you got to call. But I'm challenging every one of you to sow a seed on Friday of $100. I want you to get up out your lazy bed and your lazy self and make sure you make it your business to come on Friday. This shut-in is going to be probably one of the most powerful prayer shut-ins we've ever had. I almost feel like it's going to be a mini 48 hours of prayer. But we are praying until there's a breakthrough. We are praying until there's a turnaround and a shift. We are praying until things begin to lift and break. Houston, get here. Charlotte, you already here. Jacksonville, get here. We are praying this weekend. Bring your seed of 100. I don't care if you got to borrow it. Bring it. You are far from oppression. You can go to briancarn.com and sow your seed. You can go to the other Cash App and sow it. You can sow it by rate of the app. You can mail it. P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. But I'm challenging every person under the sound of my voice, hallelujah, to get excited about this week because it is a life changer. It is a game changer in your life. We are sowing, and on Friday, everybody is given $100. I said everybody. Did I say some of y'all or did I say all of y'all? I said everybody is sowing a seed of $100. I'm challenging everybody, $PBCJR, sow a $23 seed, and we're believing and praying and trusting God that by the end of our shut-in and going into next week, there will be so many praise reports of the salvation of your son, of your daughter, so many praise reports of the deliverance of your mama. You got your prayer points. I want you to attack them. I want you to go after them. I don't want you to hesitate. I don't want you to play. All day today, be in prayer. Be in prayer and praise. Command oppression to be broken. Any form of oppression, bodily oppression, mental oppression, financial oppression, any form of oppression operating in your life must die. Speak to it. Be specific with it. It's mental, it's physical, it's financial, it's in your dreams, it's in your body. Hallelujah. Witchcraft, we are dismantling it. You've been dealing with it for too long, and no longer you're going to put up with it. You are pleading for your mother. You are pleading for your son and daughter. You are shutting every monitoring spirit. You are blinding them. Mene ma sekona manda. That is our prayer. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And again, I wasn't late this time. The phone was acting up. It had a demon in it. But I came against all phone oppression, and it let me in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You are anointed. You can't be stopped. You're unstoppable because you are a prayer warrior. And there are many people that the devil can stop, but he cannot stop you when you pray. So I declare you are blessed. You are anointed. You are powerful. And the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow, it rests on you all the days of your life. Let's give ourselves the intercession and watch what God does this week and the following week. You ain't seen nothing yet. You are blessed. I'll see you at 6 p.m. for prayer. I'll see you this evening in Florence, South Carolina. You that can come. Press your way. Don't miss it. You are blessed. More grace.